Coronavirus, Christ, and the Church, Part 15. Starbucks recently announced it will provide its U.S. employees up to 20 sessions a year with a mental health therapist or coach at no cost to the user. They recognize what some of us may have already known: we all need help. Life was hard before we even heard of COVID-19. For many, it's now more difficult. Followers of Christ understand this, since Christianity is the antithesis of self-sufficiency. Only those who recognize their need ask for help. Only those who believe they are perishing cry out for salvation. The question has never been, "Do I need help?" We all recognize that we do. "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God for help," Psalm 18:6. A Christian is not someone who believes he has it all together. A Christian is someone who recognizes how needy he really is. "Since I am afflicted and needy, let the Lord be mindful of me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God," Psalm 40:17. So where do we turn for help? "I will lift my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth," Psalm 121, 1 and 2. Our help comes from the Lord. This doesn't mean that the Lord shows us where we can find help, but that the Lord is our help. "But you, O Lord, be not far off. O you, my help, hasten to my assistance," Psalm 22:19. Life continues to be hard. If it gets even more difficult, what will we do? As followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we will continue to recognize that, yes, we need help, and we will trust in the only one who can truly help us. This is Coronavirus, Christ, and the Church, a ministry of Trinity Bible Church, Greer, South Carolina.